That passage made me wonder if Casey was thinking the same things while dying on the hostile sands of Iraq. On a number of occasions, I flung the book across the room, cursing it as it flew. Was I cursing Dalton Trumbo for writing such a difficult book, or George Bush for sending my son to die in another fucked-up mistake of a war? But then I came across passages that so beautifully iterate things that are so simple but elegant, things that we all take for granted. It was like a full-grown man suddenly being stuffed back into his mother's body. He was lying in stillness. He was completely helpless. Somewhere sticking in his stomach was a tube they fed him through. That was exactly like the womb, except a baby in his mother's body could look forward to the time when it would live. He would be in this womb forever and ever and ever. He must remember that. He must never expect or hope for anything different. This was his life from now on, every day and every hour and every minute of it. He would never again be able to say, "Hello, how are you? I love you." He would never again be able to hear music, or the whisper of the wind through trees, or the chuckle of running water. He would never again breathe in the smell of a steak frying in his mother's kitchen, or the dampness of spring in the air, or the wonderful fragrance of sagebrush carried on the wind across a wide open plain. He would never again be able to see the faces of people who made you glad just to look at them, of people like Corrine, the girl Joe left to go to the war. He would never again be able to see sunlight or the stars or the little grasses that grow on a Colorado hillside. He would never walk with his legs on the ground. He would never run or jump or stretch out when he was tired. He would never be tired. Or this line in italics, which is my absolute favorite line in all of literature. That was why his head had seemed lower than his legs, because he had no legs. Naturally, they seemed light. Air is light, too. Even a toenail is heavy compared to air. And I was totally amazed at the depth of awareness and brilliant sense of time and space that such insights had to flow from. At times like this, I wished that I had a chance to meet such a person who could write with such depth and such simplicity. Trumbo made me feel for a horribly maimed soldier who used to be a son, a brother, a bakery worker, and a lover. The gradual unfolding of Joe's grasp of his horrible circumstances is at once brilliant literature and proof of Trumbo's deep simpatico with his character Joe. Joe. Average Joe, of course, struck a chord with my soul and broke my maternal heart. The character that I identified most with, though, was Joe's mother. She most undoubtedly lived the rest of her life wondering what happened to her son, who was probably listed as MIA, missing in action. Joe's mom, who loved the Hamburger Man's sandwiches, canned peaches in the summer, and who played the piano and sang so beautifully. Joe's mother actually represents all mothers from all time who have hoped against hope that their MIA son is alive somewhere and will eventually turn up safe and sound. I know Joe's mom had a feeling that Joe was not dead. She would have known in her mother's heart that Joe was alive. I know that she would have gone to her grave sensing that Joe was alive somewhere. I can only imagine the heartbreak of longing to see her Joe limping up the walkway into her joyful and relieved arms. Unfortunately, I do not have to imagine living my life longing for the presence of a son who is tragically lost in a bullshit war for greed of profit and power. I, like Joe's mom would have, wake up every day missing my son and grieving for my loss. Until I actually saw Casey's body in his coffin, I had a secret hope that they had the wrong soldier and that Casey was really alive somewhere.